How's it hanging, everybody? And welcome back to Hanging with Heavy right here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. It's been a while since I've put out an episode of Hanging with Heavy. I mean, we're talking April, May, around 4 months without an episode. I think the last episode I did was before WrestleMania, and I really wanted to start doing more after WrestleMania, but you know what, just life caught up with me. And I mean, also on top of all that, I mean, we're not really getting any more episodes of the AllWrestling.com Week in Review. I mean, the last episode was back in August, and I've done a handful of episodes since then, and you know what, I've finally come to the conclusion, and it's going this way with a lot of shows that I've on, and in so many words, like, I don't think this show should carry on, but I don't think this show should carry on in its current format. What I think should happen is, let's change things up a bit. For those who don't know, the AllWrestling.com Week in Review was a podcast that I was a part of since 2011, and I spent 5 years being a part of that show. And you know what, it was fun, we did a lot of storyline stuff, and it was something a little bit different when it comes to a wrestling podcast. I mean, it was long episodes. Annually, we're in, you know, in the 2-3-4 hour range. We would get some bigger episode numbers that were close to 6 hours. I mean, that's a time for a podcast, but yeah, it's slowly died down. Dan basically has said that the show as we know it is over with. He's halfway on redoing it and all that kind of stuff, and I mean, all for it, but he has also said that it would be a condensed version of the show, so who knows if that is actually going to happen. So instead, you know, this show could kind of go away, and I, for the most part, I'd be fine with that. But you know, at the same time, the past couple months I've been wanting to do other shows, and the thing is, when you want to do extra shows, you want to be a part of everything. Like, you spend a couple episodes where you finally do it and everything feels great, and then everything kind of wears off. Even Hang with Heavy, that kind of, I mean, when it comes to with this show, it's just trying to find time to interview people. And I was actually really upset of how the Captain Awesome episode came out. My mind was sidetracked because my recorder kept going on and off, and luckily Captain Awesome, we use his version, so I mean, that's why the episode came out as whole. But a part of me just couldn't get that feeling and annoyance that that kind of thing would happen to the episode. And like, I originally wanted to do episodes with Rated R and a couple other people. Deep Dish Dave was on the list, but I just never really got around to it. So what's happening with this show? I still want to keep doing it. Like I said, I there's all these other minds and ideas that I kept coming across, and I really like doing wrestling cheers. I have a couple people on that do it with me, and I mean, I have to do all the production, which, I mean, that's perfectly fine, but it's nice having people who are all for everything. Well, I still want to do a show where I can talk about other topics. So that is what Hanging with Heavy is going to evolve into. No longer is it going to be just about the AllWrestling.com Week in Review and bringing people on. That could very well still happen down the road. There's still a couple interviews I'd really like to do, get some friends on and talk. But you know what? Let me just bullshit. Let me just speak my mind. Let me take about a half hour to an hour of your time, and I'll try to have this produced every Sunday night. Not necessarily I'm going to be recording it Sunday night, but I'll have it ready Sunday night for a Monday release. And I'm just going to talk about things that are on my mind, maybe even things going on in my life. Because I expect a couple episodes to get personal, like extremely personal of who I am and what I'm about. I mean, yeah, I do wrestling shows, but wrestling shows aren't everything about me. I might even delve into some of my relationship stuff. I've even thought about doing a podcast where I kind of grieve some dirty laundry from a past relationship that I just want to throw out there. I want to speak and have people hear it. So that is what this is going to be all about. I mean, it's almost like a personal journal type thing. So it's just going to be me sitting in front of a microphone, putting this setup to good work, to where I can just vent and talk, and maybe I'll have episodes about one topic. Maybe I'll divide topics up that I want to talk about. I think that's what this episode is going to pretty much be about. It's the introduction to the new wave, the new version of this particular show. So thank you for listening. Welcome to Hanging with Heavy. How's it hanging? Let me see what do we got going on that I really want to talk about. How about, I want to give you a little introduction about myself. I do this from time to time, and I haven't really done it on this particular show. Since this is a personal journal type show, let's talk about me a little bit. Everybody loves talking about themselves. I'm definitely no different. First off, my name is Justin Summers. Many people already know that. It's not a name that I keep secret. My name that I use as like a screen name, a handle, a nickname is Heavyset. Heavyset 330 is my brand, as I basically put it, because Twitter, Facebook, gamer tag, any website that I sign up to and they ask me what my username is, I put in Heavyset330, and normally it's not taken. And if it is taken, it's like, okay, I've been here, I just forgot. And then I put in like some of my information. Oh, of course, welcome back. And yeah, so I mean, that's all. I mean, I think I'm on Tumblr and all a couple other stuff. Like, I hardly ever use those accounts. I just, if I sign up for stuff, Heavyset330, a nickname that was given to me back when I had some of my best friends, and we used to work together. It was actually the first day that we all worked together. We're still friends. We worked at a local newspaper in Portage County. It's called the Record Courier, when it was actually still printed in Ravenna. We all worked in the mailroom stuffing papers, and those were some fun times. But my friends all, like, we had this like rapping thing that we did. It, you know, we've been doing it since middle school, and I was kind of like, I don't know, like someone, I was trying to fit in with them a little bit more. And my friends, I mean, I could talk about them. I don't think I need to hide identities. Their names are Bill Spork, who is currently a comedian, Kent. Also have my friends Jason Wansick and Kyle Orvek. And we all had our rap names. Bill for a long time was Ashtray. Jason was Jception Y, and Kyle Orvek was KO, long before everything with Kevin Owens. But I didn't really have a name. I had names that I tried, and I felt like they never fit. Like, the first one I came up with as a wrestling fan, and there might be people that has used this, but WrestleManiac. Because obviously I'm a wrestling fan, WrestleMania, how about WrestleManiac? And I had that for a little while, and then there was a couple other names that I tried out that I kind of liked. One being 25, which was a play off someone else who was a rapper, a friend of ours. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm not even used to throw his name into it. Old kind of quote friend of ours. But I had just names that, I mean, none of them really stuck. But the first day that I was working at the Record Courier, Jason walks up to me and he goes, "Dude, I got the perfect rap name for you." And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "Heavyset." And that, it was born. I still had like my own little different personalities that I had. Like I always said, my creative wrestler that I always did for, oh God, since I was in middle school. And it was a name that I used for creative wrestlers, backyard wrestling, was Mercury. It's my first creative name that I ever came up with. And where it comes from is there was a show for a brief period of time, I think it was called like Sports Night. And I went back, and this was on Netflix for a while, and I found the episode because I remember it was towards the beginning. So like within the first 5 minutes, and there's this guy who says that every Olympic event is like for certain gods. And the god of wrestling was Mercury. So it became my favorite. I thought that was kind of cool. A little nugget that not a lot of people know. And that went on, like, that was a side thing. You know, Mercury, and going back to Heavyset. There came to be a time, we're talking mid almost late 2000s, where I started signing up for things. And I believe if you go to myspace.com/heavyset330, you're going to get my actual music page for MySpace. Only has a couple songs on it. One with Bill called Millionaire, and I did another one for this group that was kind of local to us. Some might know if you're a fan of Psychopathic and all that kind of stuff. Psychopathic Records and ICP and shit. They were called the Burrow Thugs. Or they had, like, I mean, there was a Burrow Thugs and Group Rehab. I mean, it was all the same. It's all the same four people. Tally D, which is the only one who really got any type of notoriety when Hatchet House signed her. Smoke, Fat Rat, and Guido was their names. And we did a diss to them. Like, it's kind of like, it kind of goes really weird. Like, we dissed them, or Bill dissed them originally. Then they came back with a track dissing not necessarily just us, but I guess there's a lot of people that didn't like them in the Cleveland freestyle scene. And then we were like, okay, well, we're gonna do this song back at you. And that's the one that is on my page, we use Nas' Hate Me Now, which is probably one of my favorite rap songs. Just that beat and everything, so great. Especially like if you're making a diss song like we did. And that's kind of where it ended. I mean, looking back now that I'm 31 years old, it's partially all childish. And then, I mean, just it was music and we were just having fun. But the other track that's on there is actually a song that I made for a now ex-girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. He was this like really shitty wannabe thug MySpace rapper, just kind of like recorded stuff on his computer with no quality whatsoever. And I ended up like stealing his girlfriend from him. But it wasn't like, oh, I'm trying to steal her from you. It's she acted like she had no boyfriend. And then lo and behold, like supposedly it's hard to tell now. I mean, it's been like over 10 years, but like she was with him, met me, liked me more. And then he started like trying to make these tracks against me, and I'm just thinking like, dude, you're shitty. He was offbeat too. I wish I could find some of these tracks and post them, but they are absolutely horrible. And I end up being, okay, if you're gonna say all this shit about me, I'm gonna go into a studio and I'm gonna make a song about you and I'm gonna fucking rip you apart, because we're both from the same area. I was living in Ritztown, Ohio. He was living in Ravenna. They're right side by side. We're not any type of gangsters or anything, so I'm just gonna like lyrically rip you apart. One thing with me, I'm really big on tangents. Like, I'll talk about something, then I'll give that a tangent, and then that'll get a tangent, and that'll get a tangent. I have to rope myself back in. So my brand of Heavyset 330, if you go to myspace.com/Heavyset330, you get the music page for me. I think before that, when I was really trying to like work on not necessarily brand, but a username I was gonna use all the time, I think if you go to Heavy_set, like myspace.com/Heavy_set, I believe that's my personal page. It's been forever since I've looked them up, and I haven't even logged on in such a long time, so that's all I can remember about that. But yeah, there came around that time, so I think I created that music page in 2007. So 2007, 2008, because actually, end of 2007, I got an Xbox 360. My biggest nickname of my friends and my adopted family, I'm not, like, actually adopted, is my friend Jason. It's his family that I'm, you know, kind of been adopted into, is Fatass. My big nickname is Fatass. I don't mind being called fat. I'm a fat motherfucker, and I've gotten way fatter since I came up with, being accepted of being called that. I've been called that since middle school. I know friends that are like, oh, I'm the first one to call you that, and like they take claim to it. I'm like, really? I don't remember. It's just a name that I've allowed people to call me for such a long time. And when my niece and nephew were younger, they're teenagers now, and they love calling me fat. My niece Natalie, she, like, I remember her just going crazy, because obviously she was younger, whatever, at the time, and she was allowed to call me fat ass, and like that was one word she was allowed to say. She was like, fat ass, fat ass, fat ass, fat ass, fat ass, fat ass, fat ass. Fucking loved it. I love that girl. Side note, she's fucking 15 and a half right now. I think she turned 15 and a half last weekend, and I did promise her that I'm gonna teach her how to drive. Back to the Heavyset 330 thing. So like I was called fat ass for a long time, and like I knew as a gamer tag I couldn't use that, so I just used, because I had used it recently for the MySpace page, Heavyset330. And since then, like my Twitter, Heavyset330, like I said, Tumblr, I think Heavyset330 on YouTube is me, bunch of other things, Heavyset330. And yeah, that's how I became to be. And I first became a part of the AllWrestling.com Weekend Review back in, like I said, 2011. I've told that story ad nauseum. I'll go talk about it later on down the line. Later on that year, I started NFL Easy Picks and Anything Goes. NFL Easy Picks should be back this football season. Anything Goes is pretty much done. I've kind of had it with that show, sadly. But there's, all these other podcasts that I've been doing, and let's talk about some things that are on my mind. First thing I want to bring up is Doctor Who. I'm a huge Doctor Who fan. I mean, granted, I'm about a season behind. I'm on the current season, I believe we're on 10. I think I'm like a couple episodes in, and then I just got behind on shit. Like, this whole like time that I haven't been doing this show and among others, and I've been behind on like New Japan and ROH at the same time too, something I will bring up later on here too. But I don't know, I've just been kind of like chilling. I just finally bought an Xbox One a couple weeks ago. I'm doing regular summer stuff, and there's also like this part of me that I just want to watch old shit. Like right now on my TV, I'm probably almost done with rewatching How I Met Your Mother. fantastic show. Love it. I don't care what you think of the ending. Ending was great. Rewatch that last season. If you looked over the fact that they kind of hinted that she was going to die, and the fact my ex brought this up when we were watching it back in like probably around season 8 or in season 9, she was like, why would Ted be telling his kids the story? Why don't they just tell their mom? I mean, ask their mom. There has to be a reason why Ted, future Ted, is telling his kids the story. I digress. In this also time, I've rewatched the whole series of The Office. I haven't rewatched some of those episodes since they first aired, like probably the last half of it. But like, I know the first 4 seasons or so when they were on Netflix, that was just my shit. I'd watch them all the time. But like I said, Doctor Who. It was announced last weekend that we are going to have a female doctor. And my honest opinion on it is I'm not too thrilled. But I feel like ever since I've become a Whovian, it's a cycle they say with a lot of us, is we don't necessarily approve of the doctor at first, and then the regeneration happens, and we eventually warm up to them. I've only really got to experience this in real time with Peter Capaldi. I watched Eccleston, Tennant, and Smith, or most of Smith, or whatever was up to current when I first started watching, within a couple months. Fell in love with the show. I love the grittiness of Eccleston. The end of Tennant's first season is when I really started to love the show. And then, or just at least that point is where I was like, oh, that's now I'm a Whovian. But it was Matt Smith that made me just fall in love with the show, with a lot of the writing and the characters of his season. I mean, not a lot of people agree with me, but that's perfectly fine. I love Matt Smith. I love Karen Gillian. I love whatever Rory's real name is. I love River Song, too. Alex Kingston. Fantastic show. But I haven't, like I said, I haven't been able to really experience the regeneration process. I did Capaldi, and, you know, at first I didn't like, not say I didn't like him, I just didn't know how to feel. And then halfway or like by the end of his first season, I really started liking him. And I mean, he's his own doctor. He's not necessarily the young spirited doctor that we had with Eccleston, Tennant, and Smith. I get that. But now we're on to a woman. I personally think you shouldn't have to have a female doctor. I think they write some of those women as strong women as companions, but there's like people that I think they point out half-truths. Like, for example, a lot of people threw out the fact that, you know, how Amy was in love with the doctor and how like she blindly followed him. She left the day before her wedding to go see the world and all this stuff because she was still madly in love with the doctor. Okay, I agree with you to a point, but really watch that show. The doctor helps Amy learn that, yeah, like she can love him a lot, but Rory is the man for her. And Rory proves it time and time again. You know, he's the boy who waited, or the man who waited. He sat there and waited for Amy. And towards the end, I mean, the last season that she was on, it was more or less like, this is my husband. And she's talking about Rory, and she is head over heels with Rory. Yeah, there's like the episode where they're divorced, but that's just writing. But she gave up her life with the doctor to go back and live with Rory because she knew she couldn't live without it. Maybe that's not a strong, independent woman type thing, but that is a woman who's in love. And I applaud it. This is the one thing I really, really love about those seasons. I don't think there should be a female doctor, but hey, I'm fine. As soon as we had Missy show up, it's like, well, if the master can turn into, to go from a male to a female, there's no reason why the doctor can't. And it seemed like this was going to be close. So it's not something I'm upset about. It's not something I'm really excited about. I want to see how she does. I want to see her personality. I want to see the companions they put around her. And maybe if they do a just complete role reversal where the companion, which is not role reversal, but keep the same dynamic. Just obviously we're changing the sexes. So still have the companion in love with the doctor. Have it be a guy who's in love with her. I think it's all fair. I mean, it's not necessarily what I want to see, because that part of Doctor Who was probably annoying. Everybody loves Rose Tyler. I liked her at first, but the love fest for her is annoying. And it's, what is it? She loved the doctor and she never let go. To the point where they end up becoming and having a clone of the doctor. And she, you know, fell in love with him, which was pretty much the same person, but no longer Time Lord. And then Martha was in love with him, it seemed like. And Amy was in love at first. And obviously, River, different story. Clara was in love with her. Jack was in love with him. And freaking Donna was like the only one who wasn't. That's one reason why I really love her. Kathleen Tate, completely underrated. I hope she does well. And I mean, to me, it just feels like Peter Capaldi's time just flew by. He was in, I think, the same amount of seasons as Smith and Tenet, but it just seems like that wasn't that long ago. But it really was. It was 2013. I remember where I was when they announced that Peter Capaldi was the Doctor. It just doesn't seem like that. Other things on my mind, like I mentioned wrestling. I'm behind horrible on ROH and New Japan. New Japan is something that's so hard to stay on top of with other commitments. Luckily, if I keep doing this show, I'll either do it weekly or every other week. But I don't necessarily have to sit down and produce the show on Sunday. Like right now, it's not even Sunday. I'll be honest with you, it's Thursday evening. We're just minutes away from it being Friday. And I'm recording this, and this will be posted when I said it was. Or when you see it was. Should be on Sunday night, Monday morning. But anyway, I have just been so far behind on New Japan and wrestling in general. But I always consider myself to be a guy who, I'm an anti-smart. Or I should say maybe I'm anti-traditional smart. The people that are just overly fucking snarky. Which I had a term that I coined for a while. Obviously didn't go anywhere. It was called a snark, and it was a snarky smart wrestling. Snarks. Because it's just that the people that just like cry about the same shit over and over. I mean, recently I've had to deal with it. So I'm like, oh, Roman Reigns can choke down our throat. Oh, I'm like, shut up. Like, listen, this is how I feel about a lot of things. I try to be positive. Which is funny, because I'm openly admit I'm an asshole. I could be a mean son of a bitch. But like, if you're gonna promote something or you're gonna talk about something, it's best to actually like it, to talk positive about it. There's wrestling fans out there that just try to micromanage professional wrestling. Like, they know better. You've been listening to Vince Russo and Jim Cornette for years, that you think you know better, just like them. When it comes down to it, even about them, I don't even think they know better. They just an old convoluted opinion, and it's the same shit over and over again. Yes, your opinions, you know, are valid. You have experience in the business. They hold weight, but there's a reason why you're not at the same level of success anymore. And wrestling fans, you listen to these people, you worship them, then you turn around, repeat the same shit, and it gets fucking old. I'm getting tired of just, like, if you don't like wrestling, if you don't like WWE, stop fucking watching it. Do I think it's the best right now? Like, I had people try to debate me over this. Like, first off, they were saying that, and it's just very laughable, that Roman Reigns is the reason why Brock Lesnar is going to leave. And supposedly, that's why Brock almost left before WrestleMania 31. Because of this love fest. Right? It was 32, I don't know. But it's because of this love fest of Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns is being shoved down our throat. I look at, when people bitch about that, first off, I'm like, so? Why? Like, you saying Roman doesn't deserve where he's at? Like, what's the beef about Roman? Because Vince wants him to be champion? That's the thing. You think that, well, if Vince wants it like this, I'm going to try to go the opposite way. That's the only thing I can think of it being. Reigns has earned his spot where he is. Should he be heel? Yes, he should. I'll admit that. I think they will turn him heel. I think it's coming. But there's things that they want to do first. One of them being a Shield reunion. But I digress. I want to get back onto this conversation. And it's these people that spew the same shit too. Well, I love when anybody's trying to debate me about wrestling and WWE, and they want to talk shit about it, and they go, well, ratings are on the decline. Okay, Mark Madden, I hear the same shit from that fucker when he's on LaBar's podcast. It's literally a drinking game. Take a shot every time he talks about it. He's going to mention every time he's on that show. And as far as what I understand, freaking ratings are down across the board. Things aren't getting necessarily the strongest ratings that they could because there's options. Yes, your HBOs and your AMCs and like things that have become really extremely popular, they get high rating. And the same with the Super Bowls and special events, because they get bigger and bigger every year. But your average has gone down. And there's a lot of cord cutting involved. People who, instead of, like, you don't have to watch WWE on the USA Network. You can wait a month and watch it on the WWE Network. You can watch a abbreviated version on Hulu. You can watch segments all chopped up on YouTube that WWE provides for you for free. And then there's the other option of just touring it. You can easily torrent it for free, and you get to watch the show. You're not going to watch it live, but you know, it's things that people do. Some people throw that out. I'm like, nah, not necessarily as big an issue as you think it is. They also throw out attendance and merch. attendance, I think, is also on the decline across the board. Like, I think, but it depends on what it is. Like, I don't know how concerts differ from the 90s and now. I don't know how football and baseball are the 90s now. I think those are on the decline. Because I look at it like, well, I can spend X amount of money and go to a show in Cleveland, like a WWE show, which most of the time I do. Or I can, you know, stay at home, enjoy beer that I've paid for at price or at cost. I could watch high definition. I can have surround sound. It's like, and I can have a very comfortable seat, and I could choose to watch wrestling that way, or watch baseball that way, or football that way. And I think that's what's going on with live attendance. Merch, though, it's, I can't tell, because I feel like, yeah, there was like certain wrestlers back in the 90s that, you know, their shirts were flying off the shelves, you know, Austin and Rock, and you could buy all that stuff at Walmart and a bunch of other places like that. So there was like the official WWE stuff, and then there was like these things that were made in, you know, approved by WWE, but they weren't sold on their website at their stores. Like they were the discounted stuff that was just a way for them to, you know, make money at regular department stores, which is fine. So they made a lot of money that way. But now I just feel like they're marketing everything. They just announced that they're coming out with basically female wrestlers / divas, whatever you want to call them for this particular instance. You know, they're making basically Barbie dolls out of them. You know, they're going to be made by Mattel. And what else are they doing? There's the WWE Slam Crate that I'm a part of. So, I mean, they're making extra money that way. And those things are 30 or 40 bucks every 2 months. Now, there's just so much other stuff. I mean, granted, you know, Pro Wrestling Tees, they're making a killing right now. I'll probably buying a Bullet Club bomber jacket or whatever here in a couple days. Probably actually, even by the time this is posted, see how my funds are at the end of this weekend. But I feel like wrestling's making a lot of money, and even WWE shop. I mean, right now, right behind me, I have over 200 shirts, and I don't know the percentage of them that were bought from WWE shop. But I mean, it's a good amount. But going back to that, you know, that conversation, and it's, I hate fans that talk that. Listen, if you don't like wrestling, if you don't like WWE, like, just stop watching it. It's not hard. Like, the people are like, well, no, you're just bitching. Shut up. And if you're not watching it, you're just reading stuff on Twitter and bitching about it. Stop doing that too. That's just as bad. You're like, well, I'm not watching it, but you're talking about it. Talk about shit that you like. You know, promote what you like, not what you hate. And, you know, I like WWE, and this is what I was talking about. Like, I tried to say, like, hey, if you don't like it, stop watching it. Do something else. Do anything else. Watch all these other promotions. Watch something. Just stop it. And I'm like, personally, and this is my own opinion. I got really nothing to back up. Just my own personal view and personal opinion on it. I think WWE is, there's something building, and that's what we came under fire. Like, oh, you think something's building? It's not
the Attitude Era.
Yeah, it's not the Attitude Era, which the Attitude Era, I believe, was overrated as fuck. I love the new generation. I love the new generation. And some could say the Ruthless Aggression Era was partially better than the Attitude Era. The only thing the Attitude Era did was beat WCW. Granted, ratings started to fall some point after that, which is where, you know, not here or there. But when I say something's building, I feel like WWE is putting people in the right places. And then as soon as they hit the button, everything's going to be amazing. I'm not saying that there's things that aren't amazing right now in WWE. The Miz Hiraj right now, Miz has been great for like a year now. Like, really just stepping it up. And I even think they could turn this Miz into a face. Like, they don't lose the edginess. They just let him be him and let him talk like that, but just change who he's talking to. I think that would get a great reaction. We'll see if they actually do. If they don't, they don't. But he's doing great. The Fashion File is another great thing they're doing. I'm curious what they're going to do with Brock and the title. I mean, I feel like as much as people want to bitch, they'll bitch about one thing, but they won't look at everything as a whole. Probably because they just want to bitch. I feel like the people that they're building right now, with Brock being the champion and gone, like, they're building Samoa Joe. Yeah, he lost really quick, but he still looks dangerous. That's the thing. People concentrate way too much on wins and losses. It's how you look. It's the feeling you get on people. And Joe's still there. Braun Strowman, I think that's a future champion right now. And I think he's soon to have a face turn. Then, you know, Roman, I think he's better and better. When people bitch about him, and they tell me, what are his flaws? What don't you like about him? And it's only he's being shoved down our throats, or he doesn't deserve the spot. And then I ask, how does he not deserve the spot? Because he didn't go the indie route? Okay, there's a lot of wrestlers you like that didn't go the indie route, but you still like them. And granted, like, older wrestlers that didn't necessarily go the indie route. It's not about the route you took. And I hate it, too, when people try to be like, well, they weren't fans growing up. I'm a truck driver. I wouldn't want someone come up to me and be like, well, you didn't want to be a truck driver growing up. I don't think you should be driving. No, I fuck just do my job. That's what, I just want people to do their job. That's all I want when it comes to wrestlers. I don't care if you wanted to be a football player first, a model first, a cheerleader, whatever. But if you carry the skill set to be a WWE wrestler, that's the thing. Most fans don't carry the skill set to be a WWE wrestler. I would love to be a wrestler or a manager, but you know what? I have health issues and I could not do it. So I'm proud and happy of where I'm at in my life. I have no problem with people who aren't fans. But anyway, digress. Roman Reigns, I don't get the shit that people have on him, but I still feel like, going back one more, is of how there's other stuff building. And I think one thing that I take back from being a wrestling fan is I just went to WrestleMania and I had an amazing weekend for my 31st birthday. I will never forget it. I went to Progress Wrestling, WrestleCon, Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor, and you know, WrestleMania. And I got to hang out with friends and meet people that I've talked to on the internet for a long time, and you know, that was really special. That was really fun. But I feel since WrestleMania, I've kind of had a hangover on wrestling. I try watching what I can, but I'm not thoroughly invested as much as I would probably other years. I'm still invested way more than other people. You know, still going to independent shows, traveling to some independent shows. I'm planning on going to Rockstar Pro here next week for their Friday show. I try to watch New Japan in some free time. I did subscribe to their network at the beginning of this month. Haven't really sat down and watched anything of it, but I'm still there, especially with local stuff. But even with all that, going back to what I was saying, I feel like WWE is building. They're putting the right pieces in place. There's people, I didn't even mention anything on NXT. NXT is not necessarily the greatest, but I still feel like there's enough people that they have, especially, you know, like my boy Gargano, that the future of the company is bright. As long as all these wrestlers stay with WWE, and they're somewhere down the line, I think within the next couple years, you will get Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks in WWE. They're smart businessmen. They're making a killing right now without it, so they're not necessarily in a rush. But I think eventually you're going to see WWE cave in on a lot of their demands because they're going to become really, really needy to bring the Young Bucks in and Kenny Omega too. And I think it's going to happen, but there's no rush. There's a lot of great things going on. AJ Styles too. I still think we'll eventually see a full formation of the club, but there's still, that's what I'm talking about. There's this building. They just haven't hit what they have on all cylinders yet. When it comes to professional wrestling, though, I am optimistic. I don't look at what I can bitch at. I think a lot of people think when they watch wrestling, it's all about, well, it should go A, B, C. But doesn't necessarily do that. Sometimes they go A, Q, L. Now, you can't bitch because, oh, well, why didn't you do A, B, C? Why didn't you go like this? Why wasn't it like this? It's stupid. No, it's just stupid because you tried to fantasy book what you want to happen in wrestling or what you think's going to happen in wrestling according to your world, your logic of what you want to see. When I watch professional wrestling, yeah, I do think of what I would love to see, but at the same time, I try to figure out where they're going. When I watch movies, I do the same thing. I don't say, how do I want this to play out? I think, how are they going to have it play out? I was a huge fan of the Saw movies, which they just released a trailer today of what I thought was supposed to be a prequel, but looks like it's going to be a sequel. I'll figure out how that works out. Anyway, that's a different rant for another day. But those movies, when Jigsaw would give you your riddle, I'm trying to like analyze it the whole time and trying to figure out what's going to happen. Same thing with like horror movies too. Regular horror movies, figure out who's going to die and you know, all this, like just step-by-step things. Mystery shows too, or anything mystery-wise, I'm trying to like analyze shit. I listened to the audiobook to Gone Girl before the movie came out, like a couple months before the movie came out, and I was trying to figure out what happened before the big reveal happened, and I was like, well, how does, I couldn't get it to work out in my mind. And then obviously when they did the big reveal, it's like, oh shit. I love that movie, love that book, and I know there's people out there that disagree with me. What else? Going back to that, so yeah, I think things are building. I think it's my own opinion though, and I know there's no fact to back it up, but at the same time, there's no fact There's no statement, no, that I've ever heard that has said Brock Lesnar is leaving because of Roman Reigns, for the love fest that Vince McMahon has with Roman Reigns. I think, and this is my own opinion on Brock Lesnar, I like Brock Lesnar. It's the same thing with CM Punk. Like, hey, if you leave, you leave. I'm fine. I watched before you. I watched when you were here and watched when you left. And actually with Brock, it's I watched before you. I watched when you're here the first time. I watched when you, after you left. I watched when you came back. Now, when you leave again, I'll still be watching. No sweat off my back, which right now I have my air conditioner off, so there is sweat on my back. I digress on that one. But going back to what I was trying to say about Brock is also that I don't think he cares about how he gets booked. Like, I think he doesn't want to get hurt, especially with him contemplating going back into UFC, but I think he's a guy that cares about money. And right now there's a UFC fighter that's about to fight a boxer, and he's going to make millions off of it. And I think Brock wants another UFC payday. It might be a one-off, but he wants a payday. He wants a big fight to come back, and he wants to make money off of it. And he has said, like, he can't tell you where his championship belts are, but he can tell you, like, where the money went and type, like, so he knows how much money he's made off professional, so he doesn't really care about all that kind of stuff. I think he's gonna really care about it to an extent. Like, he probably fabricates, you know, lies, stretches the truth of it on him, but he's Brock Lesnar. I don't think he looks at it like, oh, I'm gonna drop to Roman Reigns, I'm gonna leave the WWE because of that, because I don't like it. I think he goes, what do you want me to do? Okay. How long do you want me to go? Okay. Paul, say something stupid. That's it. I think he's fairly easy to work with. We've seen some of the stuff that he's done. I think he's smart. And the dude's, what, 40? 50? 40? 40. I think he's 40. And there's definitely going to be a cut off him for UFC, so he definitely wants to get that in. Because, you know, he's not going to be able to compete at the same level, and he's still not necessarily at the same level he used to be. And he can't always be the dominant guy in WWE. So he's probably going to lose to Roman Reigns, a guy who should be around for another 15. That's smart business. That's just my own two cents on that. I think when it comes to wrestling or anything in general, it's like, try not to bash what you don't like, promote what you do like. I mean, there's podcasts out there that I'll admit that I've listened to for an extended period of time, or a certain period of time. It depends on which one. Like, some it was maybe a couple months, the other ones I listened to a couple years, and like, there came to be a time where I'm just like, I don't feel like this is for me anymore. So I stopped downloading it, or I stopped listening to it. That's it. That's all you have to do. If you don't like WWE, watch something else. Watch New Japan. Watch Ring of Honor. Watch Lucha Underground. Turn on the Fight TV app, and there are plenty of things you can listen to or watch. I was looking at my levels and how long I'm going, that's why I said listening. But anyway, Fight TV, a bunch of other stuff. There's independent shows that you can go to, and just, if you're going to just shit on WWE. And that's the thing, too. People talk about how bad it is right now. I'm like, wait a minute. Were you around 7-8 years ago? Wasn't that worse than it is now? Isn't this day, like, so much better? No, because you want to find something to bitch about, and that's the problem with the IWC, and I fucking hate it. I'm a professional wrestling fan, and I love professional wrestling. If you don't love the company you're watching, just don't watch. Simple. Not hard. And I know, I'll admit, I'm not perfect. I'm definitely not perfect. I do bash things or people that I don't like. It's fine. If you point it out to me a lot of times, I'm, yeah, I'm an asshole. Whatever. But come on, like, when it comes to professional wrestling and, if you don't like it, just pick on to something else. There's shows that I don't like that I try not to talk about. I can't get into The Walking Dead to save my life, no pun intended. I don't really have an interest in Game of Thrones, and I feel like I've been told all the spoilers by now, so why am I gonna watch? All right, you know, I'm coming to the end. I'm coming close in an hour, and, this is the new format of Hanging with Heavy. Me standing in front of my computer, bullshitting, talking to myself. Eventually, or from time to time, you might hear Zool in the background. She was going on halfway through the episode, where she just, like, sits there and makes noise for a little bit. She was in her cage, I think, before I started recording, when I recorded something else. So she'll be making appearances here and there on the show in the background if it does pick up, because editing might take stuff out. If you want to get a hold of this show, I mean, technically you can just tweet me at heavyset330. I also did create a Twitter for this show. It's Hanging with no G with Heavy, HANGINWITHHEAVY on Twitter, because that's actually the maximum amount of characters I could use. So if I would put a G in there, but yeah, they were like, nope, that's too much. I'm part of a bunch of other different shows. Anybody who listens to the Trending Topics Network would know that Anything Goes is going to be ending here soon, or we're gonna have a final episode at some point. We're trying to scramble to get all that together. NFL Easy Picks will be back this season. I'm done with Wrestlecast hosting. I mean, that's been done since full time in April, and Old School has taken a leave of absence on it now too. And I'll be blatantly honest with you, I don't think it's gonna last. He might get the bug back in him, but we've also had, you know, Old School, the movies that die too. And I will eventually talk about movies on here. If I can keep this going until May and we get the Infinity War, I will fucking go nuts and talk about Thanos. Oh, I'm so excited for Thanos. You know, whatever. Talk about some music. I do expect some real personal stuff to come up. And I hope you enjoy the listening to me speak. And I hope you enjoy the times that we're going to have on the show. Eventually, I will have interviews. I might even bring my girlfriend on here. Have a nice live one-on-one interview talking about her. And let people know a little bit more about her. If she wants to, it's completely up to her. She's probably like, no, I don't want to. But thank you for listening to Hanging with Heavy. Right here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. And, you know, I don't really have to say this one. I'll catch everybody hanging out next week. Thank you.